All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. Welcome to 1,000 Points of Light. And tonight, what we're doing is this past week marked the 25th anniversary of the release of The Downward Spiral, the classic record by Trent Reznor as Nine Inch Nails. And so what we're going to do tonight is play... Now, I happen to have the deluxe version of the record, so there's going to be some B-sides from Closer and also Hurt. We're not doing the Johnny Cash version of Hurt, but we are doing all Trent Reznor, all Nine Inch Nails from The Downward Spiral, including the stuff from the deluxe edition of that record as well. So that's, you know, B-sides and other stuff that was, recorded around the same time and then released. So it was a very very productive year for Trent. And this is the record that, it didn't really make him a star, but it kind of made him an artiste, I guess we'll say. I'm tempted to just play the whole thing in order and then sort of work my way down, but I think I'm going to not do that and start off. We're not shy here in 1,000 Points of Light, so I'm going to start off with track 8, I Do Not Want This, from The Downward Spiral, going on until 10 p.m. when they kick me out of here. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Losing ground. Well, you know how this world can beat you down. And
I can still look out your wavy face. And if I could just reach you, maybe.
All right. That's a B-side from the Closer to God EP that was March of the Fuckheads. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And prior to that, Reptile from the Downward Spiral, preceded by Piggy, Nothing Can Stop Me Now, which is a alternate version, I believe, of Piggy is what we're going to call that. And then I Do Not Want This started off the show, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And this is our tribute show, or our show devoted to the Downward Spiral, 25th anniversary of Trent Reznor's what I think is his best record. Of course, I'm a little biased because when this came out, I was really into this kind of music. It certainly was the best industrial record of the 90s, and that's saying quite a bit. Ministry fans probably will reject that notion, but Trent Reznor was at his creative peak clearly in this year. I mean, he does, we had to play some of those long instrumental noisy tracks, which is what March of the Fuckheads was all about. And certainly parts of Reptile kind of fall into that as well. So we're going to run the whole gamut of everything that he was playing, that he was into, that he was creating on the Downward Spiral, and also from the Deluxe Edition. And that's what's going on here tonight. And up next is Ruiner from the Downward Spiral, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
You wouldn't it make you feel better?
Yeah.
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that's Liar, which is essentially a version of Reptile, which we played earlier. But on the deluxe edition of Downward Spiral, I wanted to play that before that. Big Man with a Gun, All the Pigs All Lined Up from the March of the Pigs EP, and then Ruiner started things off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. This is our show devoted to the Downward Spiral, Trent Reznor's magnum opus, I guess. It's probably one of the records that it's most well respected. In fact, it was so well respected by myself and a bunch of people I worked with when I was at Fifth Column Records. We respected not just him, but all the people who worked for him, like Sue Zimmerman for Formula Publicity. We worked at a record label, so it was like all these other people that were affiliated with Trent, we wanted to be affiliated with them too. Jerry Girard from Artisan Audience, so his booking agent, we wanted to work with him. We wanted to work with Jerry Long, who handled all their merchandise. It was ridiculous. Who else we have in here? Tom Baker. So when I first started at Fifth Column, all of our records were mixed or mastered, by Tom Baker at Future Disc. Until we realized that we could save money if we used somebody else. It's like charging us $2,000. And they loved the stuff. I mean, the artists that we worked with, they're like, oh yeah, it's Tom Baker at Future Disc is mastering your record. And everybody loved it. But I was like, this is insane. Why are we spending so much money? Small little label. I don't know. It's ridiculous. Anyway, and then, of course, the manager, John Malm. So anyway, that's what's going on with that. I thought I'd mention that as I read through the credits to that record. And fabulous record that it is. We're going to continue on with another track from the original release. This is going to be Eraser, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.